at 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, the 29th of April. I'm Chuck Lilligren here with Rog Erickson on WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
CBS News, this is Charles Osgood. The Soviets are saying very little today about what some scientists believe was a nuclear meltdown at a plant near Kiev. Dixie Lee Ray, the former chairman of the old U.S. Atomic Energy Commission, says Energy Department sources tell her the plant produced plutonium for nuclear weapons, although the Soviets describe it simply as a generating plant. Ray believes the Soviets did not construct a containment building at the Chernobyl facility, so high levels of radiation escaped.
When I was dealing with them while I was chairman of the Atomic Energy Commission in the early 70s, they felt at that time that containment buildings were unnecessary. They really felt that the plants were so well-built and rugged and safe that there would be no need for that extra precaution.
A few moments ago, Gary Thatcher reported the latest from Moscow.
The Soviet Union is still refusing to provide details on the accident. Western experts here in Moscow say it's potentially the most serious disaster in the history of nuclear power production. But they have little information to go on. Apart from the initial four-line TASS confirmation of the accident, the Kremlin has provided no details. That's angered the Soviet Union's neighbors, since a huge cloud of radioactive gas has drifted over Scandinavia, sending radiation levels soaring. Soviet officials have refused permission for Western journalists to travel to Kiev, saying it might be dangerous. One reporter who returned from the city on Sunday said that nothing seemed out of the ordinary and there was no panic. But rumors are sweeping Moscow that the water in Kiev is now unsafe to drink and that a massive evacuation is being planned. Gary Thatcher for CBS News, Moscow.
A Soviet tourism official in Kiev told CBS News by telephone this morning it seems a normal day in the city. People are walking around as usual. Westerners in Kiev report the same thing. A Swedish diplomat in Moscow formally protested the Soviets' silence about the leak until radiation was carried upwind to Scandinavia. In Stockholm, George Wood reports a rainstorm brought a lot of radiation down to Earth.
Radiation levels here were 10 to 100 times the normal background level during the night. They've now fallen to about half the highest level. The National Institute for Radiation Protection is emphasizing that there is no danger to health. In neighboring Denmark, several pharmacies in Copenhagen say they sold out of iodine tablets yesterday. The situation has also reinforced concern over the Swedish Barsebäck nuclear power station, which is located very close to Copenhagen. George Wood for CBS News, Stockholm.
Wood is quoting a Swedish official as saying the Soviet embassy in Stockholm has now asked for help in, quote, fighting fires inside nuclear reactors. We have no further details on that particular aspect. Anti-nuclear demonstrations are planned today outside Soviet embassies throughout Scandinavia. More news in a minute.
Hands, the working hands of Mr. Goodrich. Hands with the know-how to fix General Motors cars. Hands that are strong and sure, gentle and accurate. Hands that can almost see where trouble is and how to make it right again. Hands of skill and experience. Hands that care. The hands of Mr. Goodrich. And no one knows your GM car better. No one.
Alka-Seltzer presents Rescues from Modern Living. Today, baseball food.
You took your family to the ballpark. The man said, get your popcorn, peanuts, cold soda and beer, hot dogs, ice cream. What he really meant was, get your upset stomach, your queasy, your acid, your heartburn with a headache.
Don't look to the bullpen for fast relief. Send Alka-Seltzer to the rescue and save your aching head and upset stomach when baseball food strikes out at you.
Alka-Seltzer to the rescue.
Use only as directed.
Police in Pullman, Washington, think they may have another case of Tylenol poisoning on their hands. They say it appears a 21-year-old woman died of cyanide poisoning over the weekend after taking extra-strength Tylenol capsules. A warning has been issued to people around Pullman to turn in their Tylenol capsules. In eastern Texas, those four inmates who escaped from a maximum security prison on Sunday night have been recaptured. They were sniffed out by police tracking dogs just a few miles from the prison. The Salvadoran army says it has caught and killed the rebel commander who planned the kidnapping of President Duarte's daughter last year. She was held for 40 days, then released when Duarte freed 24 political prisoners and allowed medical treatment for injured rebel fighters. More after this.
It's a great dress, but how much is it?
On sale for $14.99.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's Sears' biggest dress sale all year.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it's never been easier to say.
Yes, yes, yes.
into a new dress than now when you save 30% during Sears Dress Spectacular.
Oh, yeah!
Dress after dress, a great selection, just $14.99 and $23.99. Plus leather handbags, just $9.99, just until May 10th.
There's more for your life
in the new century
at Sears.
Today, many copier companies focus their attentions on many things besides copiers.
I want this boombox bigger. Make this calculator smaller. Can't this microwave cook faster?
Of the 19 major copier companies in America, only one only makes copiers, Mita. After all, we didn't get to be the fastest growing copier company for the past 5 years by making toasters. Mita, all we make are great copiers. For information, call 1-800-ABC-MITA.
In about an hour, President Reagan will end his island-hopping trip across the Pacific, landing on the Indonesian island of Bali. He'll spend 3 days there and then fly on to the Western Economic Summit in Tokyo. At a refueling stop in Guam, Mr. Reagan thanked American servicemen for their dedication. Charles Osgood, CBS News.
Rod Erickson, WCCO Radio. It is 6 minutes past six. Our temperature is 42, mostly cloudy. Had a little drizzle here and there. The wind is southwest at 8. It'll be partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms. What is this? Isolated showers and thunderstorms. A high near 65. I did say isolated, however. That's not quite as general as we've been having.
Does that mean there'll be ice in it? Or?
Yes, that's what it means. Tonight, cloudy and windy with a good chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low around 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy with a chance of morning showers and a high of 60. Wind southwest 8 to 18 today, south to southeast 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, right now it is 43 degrees. The wind is southwest at 8. And I say, good morning. Good morning, world. Say hello to Bill Farmer, world.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, world.
Hi, Chuck Lilligren.
Hi, world.
Hi, Rick Christensen.
Good morning.
The world speaks. Are we ready to open this show?
No. Hey, you know, I feel a good show coming on.
Not really. When is that?
Not necessarily. Yeah,
later
not
this week?
I think it's 2 weeks from next Thursday. Yeah. It's scheduled.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, sometime. I didn't mean necessarily today.
Maybe preempted by a ball game on the West Coast.
Yeah, that could be.
Good morning.
Good morning, Manoman.
Good morning.
Good morning, North St. Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning, Elba.
Good morning.
Good morning, Wapperton.
Something yesterday.
Yeah, something's off.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a part that'll replace that.
Oh, my goodness sakes alive.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the Steiger expedition getting so close to the North Pole? Wouldn't it be just their luck to get up there and find out that it's been melted by a Soviet nuclear accident?
Oh, that could happen.
Right.
Hey, listen, Ray Christensen. I gotta ask what you think the Vikings will do on their first draft choice today.
I think that they'll select a college football player.
What do you think, Bill Farmer?
Well, that's a pretty good guess, but it could be beginner's luck, Ray.
Mm-hmm. Chuck Lilligren, do you have any idea on that?
Well, I heard Sid Hartman.
Oh, what did he say?
I don't remember.
There you have it, the opinion on the first draft choice of the morning crew.
Your best, you know it really shows.
Channel 4's Don Shelby.
I think people thought when Pat Miles went to the Sudan to cover the tragedy in Ethiopia, they thought that she was going to bring back either a crybaby story or a weak story because they hadn't seen the journalist in Pat Miles. But I had. She came back and had the courage to make a statement different than anyone else who covered that story. She came back with a story of dignity, that in the face of all of this, these people hands up. She told that story better than anyone could.
Shelby and Miles on Channel 4, WCCO-TV's 10 p.m. report.
And this is Farmer and Erickson on WCCO Radio at 10 minutes past 6. It's 43 degrees. First prize on our show today to some lucky listener, a Love Boat cruise across the line of death.
Won't that be fun and exciting?
Yeah. Yes. Hey, I went to the doctor. Turned out he was a fan of our show.
Isn't that nice?
After he examined me, he asked me to autograph his rubber glove.
Aw,
wasn't that nice?
Good.
Yeah.
Proctologist, wasn't he?
No.
Can you imagine the Stager expedition? Going up. They're still, what, 70 miles from the North Pole?
Yeah, they may finish next day or two, huh?
Well, they would have finished today, except if they forgot it was daylight savings time on Sunday. They
got it.
Missed church by 45 minutes, and it was a big mess. I wonder if they spring forward up there.
Yeah. A couple of guys that dropped off with that woman is still on, huh?
Oh, yeah. She's still there.
She's still going.
She's got to be there. She's the one with the book they're using for toilet paper.
That's right. That's right. If they had asked me, you know, about it, I'm an expert on those things.
Toilet paper?
Yeah. Even when you don't have those rolls, you know. The stuff that you squeeze.
How to improvise.
We never had stuff you could squeeze. In the bathroom I went to.
Well, with the catalogs.
Well, the catalogs, especially the harness section. Nice and soft and gentle. Now, the women's dress section, forget it.
Yeah.
That's the stuff
that
you use.
Semi-gloss paper.
Yeah, that's the stuff you use to roll up the Indian tobacco to smoke, and also corn silk. You know, I smoked so much corn silk and Indian tobacco before I even got to high school that I quit.
Boy,
haven't smoked since.
I had a hard life. My dad happened to work for the sandpaper section at 3M.
That's what he brought home.
Yeah. I left home at a very young age.
The season for peach canning, though, that had the good stuff, too.
In the catalogs, yes.
No, not in the catalogs. The wrappers for the peaches.
Peach can wrappers?
Not peach can wrappers.
What are you talking about?
When you used to buy
when you buy fresh peaches.
Crate of fresh
gossamer.
Peaches.
Yes, I know the paper you're talking about.
If they had checked with me, they have no problems. 13 minutes past 6, CCO temperature is 43.
It was really tough when they were putting fiberglass insulation in the attic, though, wasn't it?
A cookie is a cookie and a loo is a loo. Both are good, but one is too good to be a cookie, so we call them loo.
Did you pick up the milk and eggs?
No, but I got something better.
I ask for milk and eggs and you bring me cookies?
Please don't call them cookies. These are Marie Lou biscuits by Lou. They're made with fresh eggs and milk. Not too sweet, and they're so crispy.
Mmm, they're good. So does this mean if I ask for Marie Lou, I'll get milk and eggs?
Sissies and wafers, baked by Lou. Pastries, creams, and patties, too. Cookie is a cookie and a Lou is a Lou. Both are good. Both are good, but what is true?
It's by Lou. Please don't call them cookies.
14 minutes past 6 o'clock. CCO temperature is 43. The wind southwest at 8. And right now we see what the weather is going to be or
not to be. That is a question.
Say, Uncle Milt, yesterday we were talking about maybe a partly cloudy day today. I mean, what is this?
I think right away you come at me, don't you?
Well, I think maybe we should be honest and announce to the new arrivals into this state how long the monsoon season lasts here. It's March, April, May, and till about the middle of June?
Well, the monsoon comes too soon and lasts too long.
Oh, sometimes. Especially this year.
Yeah. I don't know. Everything just lost its push yesterday, and we kind of returned to a flow that's bringing moisture back into
the
region.
You mean the stuff backed up?
Well, yeah, not exactly. The stuff
I've had sinks like that.
Got a what?
I've had sinks like that.
Yeah, and from your conversation earlier, you had some other things, too.
Right.
Well, we thought we'd gotten rid of it. We're going to get rid of the moisture. There was enough push to the west to take it out, some cold air, and it had cleared across the Dakotas. Unfortunately, the circulation patterns aloft sort of backed around on us, and we're getting some moisture all the way from the west. Part of the problem is a strong blocking pattern that occurs sometimes in the atmosphere that is part of the old cold air mass that we had about 10 days ago. That's locked over the eastern part of the country, so it sort of slowed things down. With enough springtime moisture in the area, we've got some scattered showers around the region this morning. Some cool temperatures, though. We've got some 30s in northern Minnesota, northeastern North Dakota, but 40s have returned to the balance of the Dakotas, and of course it's 40s and 50s down across Iowa and Wisconsin. We'll see fairly mild temperatures, I think, today. In fact, the next 3 or 4 days will be at least seasonably mild. It's a little too early in the morning, but it's going to be a bit unsettled, I'm afraid, with a few showers scattered around. I don't think there'll be anything heavy like we had the last couple of days, however. Forecast, Twin Cities and vicinity. Oh, by the way, there's some patches of fog around this morning, too, especially in northern Minnesota. Visibility a half mile at Bemidji, so there may be some local visibility problems around the state. Forecast, partly cloudy, an isolated shower, possibly even a thunderstorm. That'll be mostly this afternoon, of course. High about 65, cloudy and windy. Good chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. That thing's going to become a little aggravated. Some morning showers tomorrow, a few degrees cooler, high about 60 or so. Southwest winds, fairly light, under 20 today, south to southeast, 10 to 20 tonight. Right now, the radar shows a few light showers down in the Blue Earth area up toward Mankato and so on. Currently, southwest 8, barometer steady at 2985. 96% humidity. It's really not a bad morning, although we do have a few showers out there. 43 degrees.
Only Klein Oldsmobile can do it. At Klein, you'll get the latest General Motors factory-sponsored finance rates, plus Klein Olds discount prices. Now, that's a double savings if you buy now. For example, you can get a Klein deal plus the factory's 5.9 annual percentage rate financing on the all-new Olds Delta 88. In fact, you can get 6.9 annual percentage rate financing on every single model in stock except Toronados. And how about Klein's special lease plan? Qualified customers can lease a new 88, Cutlass Sierra, Calais, or Firenza for only $88 down. For only $98 down, qualified customers can drive away in an Olds 98 or a Toronado. You pay that low down payment, and Klein takes care of the license and title charges, the security deposit, and your first payment. So low prices and low payments are at Klein Oldsmobile on 35W North at County Road C in the Twin Cities. Klein Olds. 13 minutes past... No, let's add 5. 18 minutes past 6. CCO... At least I'm catching it sooner these
You're
days.
You're catching the hour. That's good. That's
40.
Very good.
43 degrees. Top of the morning from WCCO Radio. Along with Bill Farmer, this is Roger Erickson.
And you heard about Nicaragua.
Mm-hmm.
Offering farmland to Minnesotans, well, the American farmers who are having trouble.
Yeah.
To come down there and do their farming.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was a novel approach.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, sir? We've got a fellow on the line here.
Doesn't he know that we're just good old country boys? I thought he was trying to chase us out of there.
Contra boys. Contra boys. That sounds like Dave Corbett. Cut
give me
that out.
Phone. Give me that phone. Well, that was the hired man.
Well, now I know you're fibbing. You haven't hired anybody over there.
Well, he works here.
No, he works there. Good old contra boy.
You have a contra boy working there as your hired man?
That's right.
Hmm. Say, we got a little advertisement for some Nicaragua herbicides here in a few minutes, so hang on for that.
I'll be listening.
Okay.
19 minutes past 6. It's 43 degrees in the Twin Cities. Hey, we do have Paul Flatley and Tim Moreland who will be reporting through the morning on the draft, the NFL draft. So if you're as interested in that as I always am, you'll want to be carrying a radio with you.
The way I have it figured is Tampa Bay. Well, they already have announced they're going to take Bo Jackson. They get the first round draft choice. I mean, get the first draft choice of all. Atlanta Falcons are expected to pick Tony Casillas of Oklahoma. Remember him when we played him? When they played here at the Metrodome against the Gophers? Wow. Then the Houston Oilers are expected to pick Jim Everett, the quarterback from Purdue. However, there is talk the Vikings might try to trade with Houston, so they'll be able to draft Jim Everett. However, if the Vikings do that, they're going to have to give up some good players. So it could be more than just, you know, more than just what is happening in the draft. Could be a lot of interesting trades, ball players traded back and forth for draft choices. So our guys will be there, Paul Flatley and Tim Moreland, at the Dome. In fact, they're going to check in just before 7 here, tell us what it looks like over there, and then the draft starts.
Must be kind of depressing to be traded before you've even been bought. I mean, what a slave market they've got.
Well, they said
swapping people back and forth.
You know, a guy like Jim Everett would be, no doubt about it. Tommy Kramer's a good quarterback, tendency to injuries.
Right.
A guy like Jim Everett, would that be something? But they'd have to give something up. How would you give up, for example, Keith Millard and maybe somebody else of really good? Have you ever thought about that? You don't worry about those things, do you?
The thing is, it's bloodthirsty. It's like the radio announcing business.
Yeah.
Just people coming and going. Ray Christensen just walked in.
Yeah. Say, by the way, you say, what's this about?
He was our first round draft choice here many years back.
Oh, it goes back a few years, but people have wanted to trade for him. They wanted to get him. We never
practically get another franchise for him.
They would have to give us Phil Rizzuto, and I think maybe
Howard Cosell.
They would have to give us Phil Rizzuto.
Okay, we'll give them Sid Hartman. They give us Howard Cosell.
I can't think of any possible trade.
Doesn't work out.
It doesn't work.
Not since Mel Allen retired.
Yeah. Well, he still does the Saturday night show here on CCO Radio.
Well, I know that.
At 6:30. I mean, isn't that fun to hear him again?
Is he not doing
that? But otherwise, otherwise pretty much retired. Well, Ray Christensen at 22 minutes past 6 o'clock with a temperature 43 degrees and the wind southwest at 8 and the high today 65. Partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms. Are you ready with the sports?
Yeah, and I better get it in before I'm drafted. In the American League, no games. The Twins start their road trip at Yankee Stadium tonight. John Butcher against Ron Guidry. Guidry's 3-0. 6:15 on CCO. Three games in the National League. Los Angeles 2, Pittsburgh 1. Valenzuela, a six-hitter. Chicago 4, San Diego 3. And in 12 innings, St. Louis 5, San Francisco 4. That's the end of a seven-game losing streak for St. Louis. National Hockey League playoffs, a couple of series are now even at 3 apiece because Edmonton rallied to beat Calgary 5-2 and Toronto rallied to beat St. Louis 5-3. No games in the NBA playoffs last night. Big Ten baseball, a big double win for Minnesota, beating Northwestern 7-4 and 3-2. So the Gophers in the Western Division are now 7-1, and Northwestern in second place is 7-5. College softball, the Gophers split with Iowa State, winning 1-0, then losing 3-1. The NFL will hold its draft of college football players today. Paul Flatley and Tim Moreland will be at the Metrodome providing us with live coverage on CCO. As expected, Alan Holt was the number one choice when the Gopher football seniors drafted the rest of their squad for Saturday's spring game at the Dome. Holt went to Team Minneapolis, and head man John Gutekunst can understand why.
Alan does an excellent job. I think he's capable of winning games in the Big Ten, and he's pushed himself through spring practice. And I don't think our squad will have any drop-off if he has to be the starter any time in the fall.
The North American Open Squash Tournament Championship will be decided tonight at the Commodore Squash Club in St. Paul. Number one seed, Mark Talbot. He's won about two-thirds of the important events over the last 3 years. He's from Boston, and he'll face Steve Bowditch of Australia for the crown. Ray Christensen, WCCO Radio Sports.
When Minnesota families want up-to-date health insurance and good neighbor service, they know where to look. State Farm. They know they can count on State Farm for good coverage at a good price, plus old-fashioned personal attention. That's personal health insurance the State Farm way. For a health insurance program that's right for your personal needs, check the yellow pages, and call the State Farm agent nearest you in the Twin Cities and surrounding areas. That's State Farm.
25 minutes past 6 o'clock. CCO temperature 43. Ray, in addition to that game that you have Saturday night there where you're coaching, Monday night, the Twins and the Gophers are going to play a baseball game.
Now, that should be good. This will be one case where the Twins will be the visiting team at the Metrodome.
And Tom Brunansky and Kent Herbeck are going to serve as team captains for the teams. For the teams, of course. They would be captains,
yes.
for the teams.
Not for the cheerleaders.
But they're going to have quite a time there.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah. They'll be bringing up a couple of pitchers from the minors to take a look at. A good chance to do it, I imagine. That is the Twins.
Yeah, well, actually, the concessions will... I don't know if they'll be selling beer that night.
Now, come on! Cut that out!
You say that Lilligren had reported that... What was it?
Well, that Nicaragua is offering farmers who are, you know, having difficulties in... North America to come down to Nicaragua and farm.
Nicaragua has offered them to come down there?
Yes. Of course, we've got our first commercial already has come in from one of the famous chemical companies.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay. You know, since I settled down here in Nicaragua, I've been having trouble with a lot of pests that I didn't have in Minnesota.
Perhaps you should try the all-new pesticide and herbicide combination, Contra.
You think it'll clear up my boa constrictor problem?
Contra eradicates boa constrictors and poisonous reptiles fast, including bushmasters, rattlesnakes, coral snakes, Gila monsters, and grease ants in the kitchen.
And weeds. I never seen weeds like this in my life. While my banana plants and coconut palms are choked out by vines and weeds 20, 30 feet tall. I tell you, it's a jungle out there.
Contra is a pre-emergent herbicide that wipes out all kinds of weeds, vines, including man-eating mongo-mongo trees. By the way, it is a jungle out there. Say, why did you decide to leave your farm in Minnesota and come to these teeming volcano-ridden jungles of Nicaragua?
Well, there are snakes and spiders and scorpions and lava flows and mongo-mongo trees, but at least it don't rain down here as much as it does in Minnesota.
I was on a case, a sweet one at that. I was hired to find out if Boone and Erickson really did love ripping good cookies. The time of the year was spring, and I first caught them with a pink and white marshmallow.
A blossom, Detective. It's ripping good special cookie for spring, covered with coconut.
Is it ripping good, the blossom, I mean? What's this about a cookie cover-up?
Well, sometimes they're covered with coconut, like Rippin' Good's toasted marshmallow cookie, or sometimes they cover them with chocolate.
A chocolate cover-up?
Oh, that's my Rippin' Good favorite, Bon Bon Puffs, marshmallow-based cookie with a chocolate covering and stripes.
Once and for all, are you part of this cover-up?
No, it's the cookie that's covered. Of course, there's plenty of chocolate-covered Rippin' Good cookies. Some are even striped with chocolate, like their bestseller.
The striped dainty.
Yeah, made in Rippin', Wisconsin, and oh, so Rippin' Good.
I guess that closes the case, gentlemen. If you're Boone and Erickson, and all you ever talk about is ripping good cookies, it must be true then.
What's that, Detective?
The cookies. They are ripping good.
Ripping good cookies. I'll present the traffic.
Hey, trafficologist Brett, how are you?
Well, not too bad.
28 minutes now past 6 o'clock. CCO temperature's 43.
One accident reported on the system right now. It's Highway 3 in Concord. The State Patrol on the way down there. No injuries being indicated, but keep it in mind. It's as far as the Bloomington Ferry Bridge. Mm-hmm. Still closed. The rain hasn't done things any good. And I can tell you that the last couple of afternoons now, 169... to the racetrack is really, really been backing up in the rush hour. And I know we've been listing that as one of the alternates for the Bloomington Ferry Bridge. I really think it'd about be worth your while to go out of the way and take 35W or further out of your way and take Cedar, because 169 has basically been a parking lot from the Flying Cloud Airport all the way out across the Minnesota River. And as I had mentioned yesterday, the Bloomington Ferry Bridge, they told us it would be 2 weeks. We have gotten all this rain, and I have an idea that that could prolong this thing even further. And boy, aren't the folks going to be happy out there when they get a new bridge. By the way, there's a new bridge tentatively scheduled for construction about 1992 out there, a higher one, I would hope, and with a tentative construction date of 92, they'll probably get it by about 2010.
All right, it's now 6:30. CCO temperature is 43. Winds southwest at 8.
And this just in from the Minnesota Zoo. All the animals are lining up two by two and heading for the Bloomington Ferry Bridge.
Today, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the Twin Cities. A high near 65. Tonight, cloudy and windy with a good chance of showers and thunderstorms. Oh, by the way, that's also something we should have reported for new residents of the area. Not only does the monsoon season last until the middle of June, but the wind season as well. The low around 50 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy with a chance of morning showers and a high of 60. Winds southwest 8 to 18 today. Right now, the winds are southwest at 8. Humidity 96, and the temperature is 43, and we're ready with the news. Look at that. I'm giving you 30 seconds of my grace time.
Thank you.
WCCO Radio News, Chuck Lilligren reporting. Security is tight on the Indonesian island of Bali, where President Reagan is due to arrive this morning at 7:10. Foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations met on Bali today. The representatives from Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, Singapore, Brunei, and the Philippines are trying to agree on issues they'll discuss with Reagan and Secretary of State Schultz. Federal and local authorities in the Northwest are looking for a gunman who hijacked a small airplane yesterday. Police say the man chartered the plane out of Reno, Nevada. When it landed in a small town in Northern California, the man ordered the pilot off the plane at gunpoint, took over the controls, and flew the plane away. The plane was last seen heading toward Oregon. Reporters are being kept away from the vicinity of the nuclear power plant accident in the Soviet Union. We have a report from Ken Olson in Moscow.
A Soviet foreign ministry spokesman says foreign journalists likely won't be allowed to visit the scene of a nuclear plant accident for the time being because it may be dangerous. Aside from that, Soviet officials are keeping largely silent about an earlier TASS report that an atomic reactor was damaged north of Kiev. TASS says aid is being given to those affected by the accident, but gives no indications as to its seriousness. The nuclear plant is located in Chernobyl, about 100 miles north of Kiev in the Soviet Ukraine. The brief TASS item follows reports in Denmark, Sweden, and Finland of higher than normal levels of radiation. Ken Olson, Moscow.
Today, Canterbury Downs would like to address an issue most racetracks are reluctant to talk about. Coming in last. Now, understandably, a lot of you out there think that coming in last is always a disappointment. And not just for thoroughbreds either. You also think that it applies to spectators. You assume that just because you don't have an advance reserve ticket, you won't get in. That all the tickets will be sold out. And so you don't bother to show at all. Well, the truth is there's no such thing as a sellout at Canterbury Downs. You can be the very last one through the gate and still have a perfectly marvelous time. You can still explore the grandstand, the paddock, and the walking ring. You can bring a lawn chair or enjoy the races from one of our 4,000 free bench seats. Which is why you shouldn't hesitate to come to Canterbury Downs any time you're in the mood. Because at Canterbury Downs, there'll always be a place for those who come in last.
Officials of the Minnesota Zoo say the Siberian tiger that died while being anesthetized choked to death. The tiger was being prepared for shipment to South Korea, where the animal and its mate were going to be mascots for the 1988 Summer Olympics. A spokesman says the 400-pound tiger choked when it hung its head over a short ledge on the bottom of the cage, blocking the flow of air to its throat. A new president has been chosen for the Minnesota World Trade Center in St. Paul. He's 55-year-old Roger Johnson. Johnson is an international business consultant from San Francisco. He was among 270 candidates for the position. Some 280 teachers in Elk River have set tomorrow as their strike date if they cannot reach a contract agreement with the Elk River School Board today. Talks are to get underway this morning. Testimony continues in Elk River today in the murder trial of 41-year-old Joseph Rainier. He's charged in the death of 34-year-old Marla Forrest. Her 10-year-old son testified in court yesterday in the case. A measles alert has been issued for northeastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. 7 cases of measles have been confirmed in East Grand Forks, and 2 other cases are confirmed in Nelson County, North Dakota, and Thief River Falls, Minnesota.
An official of the Hormel Company says the firm will fight an unfair labor practices charge filed against it by retired federal court judge Miles Lord. The charge claims Hormel wrongfully withheld profit-sharing money from striking union meat packers. Governor Rudy Perpich wants the federal government to do more to help farmers. He's urging the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture to do everything in his power to ease the farm credit crisis. Meanwhile, the wet weather of the past few days has been keeping most Minnesota farmers out of their fields. More than half the state now has surplus field moisture. 26% of the oats has been planted and 8% of the spring wheat. Some corn has been planted in the south central and southeastern parts of Minnesota. I'll have the weather in a minute.
If you could hear the sound of a clogged fuel injector, it might sound like this. It can make your car slow, sluggish, unresponsive. If you could hear the sound of a clean fuel injector, it might sound like this. It can give your car better acceleration, power, performance. All grades of Mobil Unleaded keep fuel injectors clean, but just two tankfuls of high-octane Mobil Super Unleaded with its advanced detergent formula can actually start to unclog dirty fuel injectors to help prevent rough idling, hesitating, stalling, giving your car a new injection of power. So remember, if you want your car to perform better, fill up with Mobil Super Unleaded, the high-octane gasoline with a plus. It can unclog dirty fuel injectors and help keep them clean. And what could be a bigger plus than that?
Today, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms and a high near 65. Tonight, cloudy and windy with a good chance of showers and thunderstorms, low about 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy. Chance of morning showers and a high of 60, 43 degrees, mostly cloudy now. Wind is southwest at 8 miles an hour at 6:36.
Do you like pears? I mean the kind you eat, the kind you slice and serve with cheese in place of dessert, the kind you make into jam or pie or serve in fruit salad. I think you get the idea. This is Cannon, and the reason I mention pears here is that they're being featured at Lund's this week. Lund's is getting daily shipments of those great Anjou from the state of Washington. Boy, are they good. They're at their best right now. The color of the Anjous is a bit different from that of the ordinary pears you buy, so it's a little difficult to tell when they're ripe, but you don't have to worry about that. Lund's has set up ripening rooms in Washington. When the pears are picked, they're sent to these special rooms where light and temperature and humidity are closely watched and controlled. And when the pears reach their peak of ripeness and sweetness, they're rushed to your Lund's store and you. That's where they are today, at Lund's. Ripe and ready to eat, sweet and juicy. Tops for salads. They're going fast, too, so put them on your list. Pick them up as soon as you can. Anjou pears at Lund's.
23 minutes before 7, Twin Cities temperature 43 degrees.
Well, I tell you, it might be raining, but all the spring flowers and stuff, we got some tulips with us up. Yeah, and we got those...
Daffodils?
You
got those, too,
Makes me remind myself of my old days, you know, with my old romances. I get so romantic.
August, I know. You're known as a romantic person.
Oh, I was something else, I tell you. I remember one girl who closed her eyes when I kissed her.
Yes?
You know, I didn't mind her closing her eyes, but that snoring kind of got to me.
Yes. Let's check in with Kurt Zimmerman at South St. Paul. Good morning, Kurt.
Hi there. Good morning, Chuck and August.
How are you doing, Ted?
Not bad this morning. Pretty nice day.
Did I tell you that at Charlie's Cafe Mediocre, they got, you know, to keep up with all the other places.
They're ahead of some.
Well, they usually are. They got surf and turf now.
Surf and turf.
Yeah. They mix tuna and hamburger helper.
I see.
Yeah. Surf and turf.
That'll go a long way.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a quick look at what happened yesterday at South St. Paul. Most of the markets were higher. As we report, first of all, the cattle division, choice steers and heifers looked about 50 cents higher. Top steers at $52.50 to $54, with choice heifers at $51 to $52.50. Holstein steers strong to 50 higher. Choice Holsteins, $47 to $48.50. We had a good active cow market. Prices were steady to a dollar higher. Top cows, $36 to $40. Yesterday, some high-yielding cows from $40 to $41. Some of these slaughter Holstein heifers are selling pretty well. Your 7 to nine weights are selling from 35 to 38 cents. Bull market strong to a dollar higher, 44 to 49, a few at 50. Choice and prime veal calves, 65 to 80, with a few at 90 cents. Holstein replacement bull calves up to 91 yesterday. Hog market active, 50 cents to a dollar higher. Top barrels and gelts brought 41, mostly 41.50. There were a few selected 42. Light sows, 50 cents higher, 37 to 38. Heavyweights, 1 to 2 higher, ranging from 40 to as high as 42.50. Boars at 33. We had a good active feeder pig market once again, over 1,000 head. The prices, $3 to $5 higher. 30 to 40-pound feeder pigs, $34 to $38 a head. 40 to 50-pound pigs, $38 to $45.50. 50 to 60-pounders brought $42 to $49.50. And 60 to 80-pound pigs, $44 to $50. Lamb market, active, 1 to 2 higher. Shorn lamb, $74 to $76. New crop, spring lamb, $76 to $78. Ewes 18 to 22, few at 23, feeder lambs 68 to 72. Estimates today include 2,100 cattle with 1,025 in overnight, plus 300 calves, 3,000 hogs with 1,050 in, 300 sheep, 200 in, and 500 for the feeder cattle auction. That's the markets today here at South St. Paul.
All right, young fella, it is 20 minutes now before 7 o'clock. CCO temperature is 43. And the wind southwest at 8. It is cloudy. There were some sprinkles earlier. Duluth is clear and 36. Rochester, partly cloudy and 46. St. Cloud, clear and 35. There was some frost in the northern suburbs in the Twin Cities this morning. That is before the clouds moved in. It was clear earlier, but clouds moved in around 4:30, 5 o'clock. How's it look out there now?
Cloudy.
Hmm. When do the Twins,
they're going to run outside tonight.
Oh, good. I was going to say outside and look at their schedule in the back of the building, but you already know.
I check that out every morning.
Oh, good.
Got my flashlight, shine it up there, got the perfect date.
We play the Yankees, huh?
Yep. Two games, well, tonight and tomorrow night.
And who's pitching tonight?
Well, I don't know. Who would it be? Butcher?
Well, for us, yeah, but...
Oh, for them?
For them.
Who knows? I don't even want to contemplate that. I thought it was good to come up with one pitcher for us.
Yeah.
The guy's out...
Huh?
The guy's out playing golf. In the rough, he's behind a tree, and he hears his voice coming from the bushes.
Psst, psst. Have you got any toilet paper?
The guy says, no, I don't have any. Leave me alone. I'm playing golf here. What do you think I am here? He's lining the ball up.
Psst, psst, mister.
What is it?
Have you got a newspaper?
What do you think? I got a newspaper out here in my golf cart. Now get away from me.
Psst, psst.
Have you got change for a five?
This is Paul Stagg. Let me tell you about my home project this spring. With the help from the folks at Pioneer Midwest, I'm going to be installing my own Toro automatic underground sprinkler system. That's right. I'm going to do it myself. Never again will I have to lug hoses all over my yard or move my sprinklers every hour. I'll be able to leave for my cabin anytime I want and be absolutely sure that my lawn and my garden will be watered properly. I've already been to Pioneer Midwest's design and installation classes. Now all I need is a nice day to begin installing the system. And now everyone can afford to have a lush green lawn that is the envy of the neighborhood. Do what I did. Visit Pioneer Midwest in the Prairie Village Mall in Eden Prairie or at Zachary Square in Maple Grove and see how you can have a greener lawn without the hassle of watering with a Toro do-it-yourself automatic underground sprinkler system from Pioneer Midwest. Stop in or give them a call. They're in the yellow pages under sprinklers.
It is 17 minutes before 7 o'clock. Our CCO temperature is 43, the wind southwest at 8. Along with Bill Farmer, this is Roger Erickson on WCCO Real Radio. A reminder that Paul Flatley and Tim Moreland are at the Metrodome to report on the NFL draft. So take your portable radio with you to work, and they'll keep you up to date on each draft choice, especially in the early rounds. The Vikings draft number 8, but there are some rumors they might be trying to trade up higher. But either way, they're going to get a good player.
And forgive me for my scientific weather report a while ago. I just got a call from St. Paul. A guy says, it's sunny and bright outside. You said it's cloudy. I happened to look out the window at the old Framistan building over there, and it could sure use some tuck pointing. It's awfully gray.
We're checking. Ray Christian is checking out that.
Yeah, Ray just went over and looked out the window.
It's clear. It is clear, my goodness. When I came to work, it was drizzling. Well, it was. Now it's all...
Now probably the temperature will be dropping.
I don't know. We should leave those matters to guys like Milt Lefevre.
What did this used to be before daylight time? This used to be...
standard.
5:45.
No. Was it? Yeah. That's right. No wonder.
So it's still early. Temperature could drop more.
No, it won't.
No?
Not if it's sunny and bright.
Yeah.
Famous.
Well, that's when it drops. When the sky...
That's in the winter time. Now that Mr. Sun is up, it'll get warmer.
Oh, well, if it's up enough, yeah.
Boy, it's sure nice to have all these meteorological terms come out into the open. I hope Milt Lefevre is taking notes.
We're years ahead of Milt Lefevre. Been forecasts behind.
Oh, well. Hey, it's 6:45. The CCO temperature is 43 degrees. And who are you picking the Vikings to pick?
I haven't.
You didn't even get into that.
I'm so worked up over the Twins that I can't concentrate on football quite yet.
They're going to pick Leslie O'Neill. Right there.
Who is she, for crying out
loud? She's a beauty. Leslie O'Neill. Write it down. Remember, you heard it?
Leslie O'Neill.
You heard Rod Erickson say, Leslie O'Neill. Write it down.
What kind of a name is that for a football player?
Write it down.
Leslie O'Neill.
Hey, guys. My neighborhood was tough.
Your neighborhood was tough.
Do you want to know how tough my neighborhood was?
How tough was it?
The school buses just slowed down to let you off.
That's tough.
It was tough. There's Ray Christensen in there.
Yeah, if they stopped, they'd lose their tires.
Yeah, that was it. Hey, Ray, I always appreciate what you do with the sports. You know that? Don't you too, Farmer?
We couldn't trade him for anybody. Not even for...
You tried, goodness knows.
Not even for Nick the Dean.
They won't throw in enough others. What do we get so far? We got Brent Musburger. Who else they throw in?
Well, we talked about Cosell, of course, but he was out.
He was a throw out.
Nick the Greek, we talked about. They wouldn't deal with that.
Nick the Dane.
Nick the Dean, we mentioned, yeah.
He might work.
We were going to get Musburger, but they wanted a large French fries to go with it. And it didn't work out.
Meanwhile, from the wonderful world of sports...
Not a whole lot. In the American League, no games at all. The Twins start a road trip at Yankee Stadium tonight, 6:15 on CCO. There were just three games yesterday, all in the National League. The Dodgers beat Pittsburgh 2-1, Chicago over San Diego 4-3, and in 12 innings, St. Louis 5, San Francisco 4. In the National Hockey League playoffs, Edmonton 5, Calgary 2, Toronto 5, St. Louis 3. Both those series tied 3 games apiece. The deciding game remains. No games in the NBA playoffs last night, and a big double win for the Minnesota Gophers, taking 2 from Northwestern, 7-4 and 3-2. Within the next few minutes, we'll have our first report from Tim and Paul at the Metrodome. Ray Christensen, WCCO Radio Sports.
Fellow voters, here's an election we can all sink our teeth into. It's time to vote for the perfect cheeseburger. Now you can elect the cheeseburger of your choice. The cheddar burger, the Swiss burger, Colby, Monster. Stop by your participating grocery store. It's going on right now. And cast your vote for the perfect cheeseburger.
The American Dairy Association of Minnesota and the Minnesota Dairy Promotion Council remind you that your vote counts. Look for official ballots and details wherever you buy cheese. Try all 8, then vote for the one that's perfect. Or if you like them all, enter as often as you like. 1,200 prizes to win, but entries must be received by April 30th. Vote for the perfect cheeseburger. The dairy farmers of Minnesota can use your vote.
All right, it's 12 minutes now before 7 o'clock. CCO temperature is 43. The wind is southwest at 7, and it's time to give away to Bob Upson of 6705 West... No, no. 6705 4th Street in St.
Knock!
Are you drawing?
Just read the names.
Every morning, St.
Sure,
Paul.
St.
Paul.
What's wrong with that?
Bob Upson of 6705 4th Street in St. Paul. That Minneapolis win. What's
Congratulations, Bob.
He wins a pair of tickets to the Twins-Boston Red Sox game on May 30th. Dinner for two at one of the Radisson hotels, including Sophia's at the Radisson Metrodome. $20 of gasoline from Amoco. That's Bob Upson. No.
Now, don't change the name.
Usben.
It's my old buddy, Bob.
Yes, U-Z-P-E-N. Bob Usben of St. Paul, who should phone us right now at 332-7600.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Old Home Sour Cream.
I know, I buy it all the time.
Well, you do.
Of course I buy Old Home Sour Cream. What else?
I don't know.
Old Home is creamy. It's richer.
Now it's clear to see what Old Home has meant to me for half of a century.
I've bought Old Home Sour Cream for years. My mom buys Old Home.
Did you know Old Home Sour Cream is made from the richest cream, cultured slowly and naturally?
I know it's creamy. It's rich.
Old Home delivers fresh, creamy, rich sour cream every day.
Rich and creamy really says Old Home Sour Cream.
For half a century, making it creamy has been the key. Old Home, you see, makes sour cream for me.
Rich and creamy really says Old Home Sour Cream.
It is 10 minutes now before 7 o'clock. CCO temperature is 43, the wind southwest 8. Paul Flatley and Tim Moreland are at the Metrodome. Hear from them shortly, and they'll be reporting on the draft. Take your radio with you to work to follow the draft.
Introducing Delta Wheels from Delta Airlines in Florida. Fly any Delta flight to Florida at our low fares and get a rental car for only $11 a day from Alamo Rent-A-Car. Just $11 per day for an Alamo Chevy Chevette in all of Florida. The four-door Chevette comes with air conditioning, automatic transmission, and radio, and free unlimited mileage. Delta Wheels are available from April 15th through June 30th, 1986. There's no minimum rental period, just $11 a day for a weekend or a whole month. Gas taxes and collision damage waiver are not included. When you arrive in sunny Florida on Delta, just show your Delta ticket and boarding pass to Alamo and pick up your $11 a day car. Reserve in advance because cars are subject to availability. For more information, call your travel agent or Delta and take advantage of Delta's low Florida fares plus our Delta wheels.
It is 8.5 minutes before 7 o'clock. CCO temperature is 43. We'll get the weather and the traffic in a bit. Right now, a report from the Metrodome and Tim Moreland and Paul Flatley. How you guys doing?
We're doing fine. It's a little bit early, Rog, as you well know, but we're doing fine, and we're anticipating a 1986 draft that holds a great deal of talent. Let's take a look, first of all, at the early rounds. The first round, of course, Tampa Bay has the first choice. And as far as the Vikings are concerned, Paul Flatley, they pick in the eighth position unless there's a trade. Two questions. Will Tampa Bay pick, as they said they would, running back Bo Jackson, the top guy in the draft out of Auburn? And will the Vikings be able to move up from eighth? They've been trying.
Tim, I think it's almost certain that Tampa Bay will take Bo Jackson. He seems to be head and shoulders above anyone else in the draft and said to be probably the best running back to come through in over a decade. As far as the Vikings are concerned, the early word around here is that Mike Lynn did not accomplish what he was trying to do, which would be to move up and pick up a quarterback. So if that holds on, the Vikings probably will draft eighth. And again, depending upon who's available, a defensive tackle probably would be the kind of player that could step in immediately and make something happen on that defensive side of the ball.
There's been a lot of talk that they may go for a quarterback. They were trying to trade up, the word was, to get quarterback Jim Everett of Purdue. Do you think they'll go quarterback if they get a chance?
I don't think so. Here Jerry Burns is in the first year, 59-year-old coach. He wants to step in and immediately have some success. And with a quarterback who's going to sit on the bench and have to learn for two or three years, he's not going to get much production out of that. A defensive lineman or an offensive lineman could move in training camp, start the season, and really have a productive effect on the ball club.
All right, guys, we'll be back just about 7:15 and let you briefly know who the first choice in the draft was.
All right, and then the first couple of draft choices are pretty apparent, huh? But after that, just as soon as you hear them, check in.
Yeah, we think it'll be Bo Jackson to Tampa, Tony Casillas to Atlanta, and probably Jim Everett to Houston, Raj.
Okay, but you check in right away, because I can't wait.
Well, we won't keep you waiting. You're a big guy, and we don't keep big guys waiting in this business.
You're beautiful. There they go. They're at the Metrodome. Paul Flatley and Tim Moreland and Bob Uspin, I hope that's the correct pronunciation, might be close, did call, and he wins. We have Mr. Traffic here, I do believe, right now.
It's Commander Dean Spratt, trafficologist from Tulane University.
Thank you, Bill Farmer, travel editor from somewhere in the middle of Lake Thalen. Traffic's moving along pretty well right now. We had one accident, Highway 3 in Concord, and they've gotten it cleared up, the way it sounds. Traffic should be moving along pretty well down through that area now. Going to be a little bit slow again this morning. 35W northbound coming out of Burnsville up around the Minnesota River bottom. 694 westbound as you approach the river, the Mississippi, that is, up in the Fridley, Brooklyn Center area. Look for that to be a little bit slow as well. Construction continues on the 494 area. Down in the Bloomington Strip is where they're working now, and we'll be giving you more information as to where they'll be tonight a little bit later on, but anticipate them to be somewhere on the Bloomington Strip starting about 8.
Okay, it is 5 minutes before 7. CCO temperature is 43. And you know that Dean Spratt, part of his reports come from the WCCO Radio Vector 1 Traffic Network. Should we check in with Uncle Milty now and see what the weather is here on WCCO Real Radio? What is it, Uncle Milty?
Oh, I don't know.
You sure don't. Hey, listen, maybe you're all right after all. I was complaining about that drizzle I came down this morning, but you said it would be nice today, and it's starting to turn out nice, and it's going to stay that way all day, isn't it, huh?
Sure. It turned out all right, didn't it?
Yeah, for a while.
Well,
all day?
Actually, it's not going to be a bad day. There'll be a few showers going by, but shucks, the temperature's going to get up close to 65, so, and normal is about 62 at this time of year, so we won't get any complaints, will we?
Yeah.
No, the only thing is, you guys got me a little confused with your bandying of semi-meteorological terms there a few minutes ago. That's why I said I didn't know what was happening.
Well, semi-meteorological terms. You know, it's like a lot of professorial statements that we make. It's hard for the average person to comprehend.
Yes, the lay person, as we call it.
Lay person, right.
Yeah, some of them don't even understand it. Yeah.
Or ignoramus.
Ignoramus, that's a good meteorological term there. Nothing really happening very much in the weather. There's a very weak trough moving across the Dakotas, and I think that's part of the mechanism that may kick out a couple of showers across the area tonight again. And not enough strength in the circulation patterns to change it very much, so we're going to stay fairly mild with the threat of a few showers right through tomorrow. Temperatures should be moderating pretty rapidly across the Dakotas today. They'll see some 60s out there, 60s into Minnesota, a few 50s in the northeast. Cooler across Wisconsin and most of Iowa. Still a few lingering showers in southeastern Iowa, but I think most of the rain has gone out of Wisconsin except for some of these scattered things that went through here a little earlier. We'll see sunshine at least most of the day today, but watch for a shower to develop, especially during the afternoon. High should be about 65 here in the Twin Cities. A few more showers and possible thunderstorms tonight and part of tomorrow, 50 tonight and 60 for tomorrow. Southwest winds generally under 20 miles an hour, probably mostly from 10 to 15, so at least we have that going for us. Not really a bad day around the area. Latest readings in the Twin Cities, southwest at 8, steady barometer, mostly cloudy and 43 degrees.
NSP has tapped an energy source where impulses ride microcircuits at 200 miles per hour.
Okay, now I understand the problem.
An energy source so sensitive, it responds to sounds of 1 decibel.
Yes, I hear what you're saying, and believe me.
And so flexible, it adapts to light waves of 400 billionths of a meter.
I'd like to see your operation firsthand.
This energy source is inexhaustible.
Honey, I have to work late tonight.
Its potential unlimited.
Is that on our peak interruptible rate, they could cut energy costs 30%.
This energy source is creative energy, the creative energy of NSP employees. It's a commitment to find new ways of providing their business and residential customers with dependable energy at the lowest possible price.
You know, you could start production at 5 and save a lot.
An energy source so powerful, it will propel NSP into the future.
I'll call tomorrow with some more ideas.
Creative energy, NSP.
Well, we'll keep you up to date then on the draft, the NFL draft here on CCO Radio. Paul Flatley and Tim Moreland are there, and that'll be throughout the morning, through the news hour, through the Boone and Erickson show. And will the Vikings trade up and try to get an earlier pick? Or will they draft number 8? Or will they... will they trade that draft choice for 2 lower ones? Never know what they're going to do.
No, you don't.
That's why you got to listen to CCO Radio. Well, I understand what happened was a very dramatic moment. President Reagan on his way to Bali. He's in Bali now, and he's going
to Japan. That's correct, going to Japan.
On his way there, he stopped and met with a group of Contras, and he wanted to show that he was on their side. He wanted to do it in dramatic fashion, as President Kennedy did at the Berlin Wall when he spoke to them in their native tongue.
Made such an impression. He immortalized.
President Reagan did the same thing down there. He says, "Ich bin ein Contra."
Doesn't have the same ring to it somehow.
Yeah.
Nice try, Ronnie.
¶¶